From Spark and Anvil and Cypherforge, this is Caesar in Chapter 1 of the Cypherforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Caesar was never quite still. She was a young ferret, long and low and warm russet down her back. And even sitting, she seemed to hum, her tail flicking, her bright eyes flitting from one thing to the next. Around her neck hung a small brass cipher wheel, two polished discs, one nested inside the other, each rim carved with the whole alphabet, a single rivet letting the inner disc spin against the outer. She was spinning it now, in the courtyard, for a boy who had never seen one. She turned the inner disc until the inner A clicked to a stop beneath the outer D, and held it up so the brass caught the afternoon light. "Every letter just moved three places," she said. "Look, A becomes D, B becomes E, all the way around. If I write you a note with the wheel set here, it looks like nonsense. But if you set your wheel to the same spot, it turns back into words." She grinned. "That's the whole trick. The shift number is the secret. We call it the key. Same key both ways. That's what makes it work between two people who trust each other."
She had not learned it from a spy or a soldier. She had learned it from her grandmother, in a valley village where her family had been the recipe keepers for as long as anyone remembered. Their prized recipes, the apple pie with the secret spice, the berry jam nobody could copy, were never written plainly. They were written shifted, letter by letter, so that a stolen page told a thief nothing but gibberish. As a small kit, Caesar had watched her grandmother sit at the kitchen table with a wheel much older than this one, patiently turning ordinary words into scrambled ones, and she had thought it was the most wonderful thing in the world, a way to hand a secret across a table and have it stay a secret even if it were dropped in the street. "It isn't hiding because we're afraid," her grandmother told her once, catching the worry on Caesar's face. "It's a game we play so the family recipe stays ours. Codes are for closeness, little one, not for war. Never let anyone tell you different." Caesar had nodded, and something about the idea settled into her and never left, that a cipher was a kind of friendship, a promise shared between two people who agreed, in advance, on a number.
When she was 22, Caesar walked the long road out of the valley to Cypherforge, her wheel bouncing against her chest the whole way. Cypher, who ran the place, was stern and gray and slow to be impressed. He met her at the gate and asked a single question, the way he asked everyone. "What is the Caesar shift?" Caesar didn't reach for grand words. She lifted the pendant off her chest and spun the inner disc once. "Two discs, one inside the other," she said. "You pick a number and turn the inner one that far. Then every letter maps to the letter that many places along. To read it back, you turn the other way by the same number. The number is the key, and both people have to share it." She let the disc slow to a stop. "It's the easiest code there is. Anyone patient could crack it just by trying all 25 turns. But that's exactly why you start here. It's the front door to everything else." Cypher studied her for a long moment, then the wheel, then her again. "You didn't pretend it was unbreakable," he said. "Most do." He stepped aside from the gate. "You're appointed."
Her workshop filled quickly with students, and one gray morning a girl came in scowling, arms crossed, sure the whole thing was going to be too hard. Caesar didn't lecture her. She set a wheel in the girl's paws and a folded note on the bench. "Someone left this for you," she said. "It's set to a shift of 5. Go on." The girl turned the disc grudgingly, 5 clicks, and began reading off letters. M-E-E-T. She slowed. M-E-E-T-A-T-T-H-E-P-E-A-R-T-R-E-E. Her scowl faltered. "It's just a message about a pear tree," the girl said, half disappointed, half not. "It's a message only you can read right now," Caesar said gently. "To anyone without the number 5, it's a mess of letters. To you, it's an invitation. That's all a cipher is, a wall you and one friend agreed to walk through together. She reached over and nudged the disc back to zero. Now write me one back. Pick your own shift. Don't tell me the number. Make me work for it. The girl bent over the wheel, her tongue poking out in concentration, turning her plain words into scramble. When she finished, she slid it across, chin lifted, daring Caesar to fail. Caesar tried three, then four, then five. And on five, the nonsense fell open into a sentence, and she laughed out loud, delighted. The girl was already grinning before she knew she'd started.
That evening, after the others had gone, the girl lingered by the door, turning the wheel over and over in her paws. "I thought it would be complicated," she admitted. "Locks and alarms and dangerous stuff, but it's just spinning and reading."
"It is just spinning and reading," Caesar agreed, settling the pendant back against her chest. "The clever codes that come later, the ones Mask and Visionaire and Sift will teach you, they're all built out of this same small move, stacked and layered until they get truly hard. But you had to feel this click first. You had to watch nonsense turn into words with your own paws." The girl gave the disc one last slow spin, listening to the tiny brass clicks, and Caesar watched the last of the morning's scowl finish leaving her, the stubborn set of her shoulders easing, a lightness coming into her the way sun comes into a valley. It was the same warmth Caesar had felt as a kid at her grandmother's table, the quiet gladness of holding a secret you could actually share. The girl let out a soft breath she hadn't known she was holding, and a small, steady grin settled onto her face and stayed, easy and unforced, like something that had been knotted up all day had finally come loose.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Caesar. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.